kid is my uncle. He choked me to death.
Whenever anybody says they're a little concerned, they're very concerned.
So what's wrong with being sexy?
Hello! And welcome to 2021. Woo! My name is Joseph Eastwood Frisch. With me, as the usual, I got a little post-surgery, I don't know, blues or something happening, dumbness here. Anyway, hey,
we've been propelled into the future.
Man, you know how sometimes you get a little operation done, if you kind of get, like, the medication they put you on makes you feel worse than the actual thing. with me, that's the learned man, one and a two. He's a doctor, and he's got no patients. It's the Doc Woolridge. What's going on?
What's going on?
What's that? learned man, number two. It's the man of a thousand bands, the Shark. What's going on, Shark?
Doctor.
Got my news. I got a something. Not feeling well, guys. I'm a little little under the weather, and now luckily I'm not saying I'm gonna pass out on you or anything, but I got a guest lined up just in case. Well, not just in case. He's coming on, and because the doctor told me I shouldn't be using my hand. I might. I get really involved in a podcast. So I might be drifting in and out from the drugs. So if that happens, just, pay no mind. I'm still here. I just might be, I'm a little out of it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And, if that's
yes, and?
Well, I'm...
Hey, Eastwood, yeah. Shark, I forgot to tell you guys. I know we talked about it a little last week. Mm-hmm. Al Pacino got to give the Best Picture Award at the end.
Did he win?
And he walked out. And usually, you know how they list every one of the movies? He just walked out and he's like, I'm here to give the Best Picture. He's got the envelope. And he opens it up, looks at Mercedes, and he goes... Oppenheimer. That's it.
That's great.
And people were all like sitting there like, is that it? And so then he got nine kinds of crap for that. And now he's had to come out and say, that was the choice. I was told to do this.
Yeah.
But, it had to have been their fault because we know that Al is completely comfortable
on a stage. That's right. I belong on stage. Oh, I miss old Al. He used to stop by. He's too old and too big for us nowadays, I guess. We caught him in a slump.
I guess.
He was in that slump, and then the Irishman brought him back, I think, is what happened. And much like Sea of Love brought him back when he was retired there for a while.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, dear God. You really need to watch it, Rob.
No.
Oh,
is it that bad?
It was on. No, it's actually not. It's if you are okay with a late 80s, 90s style whodidit cop robber, but cop murderer in New York film.
Okay.
With a little bit of seduction. It is. I really enjoy it because you have a super super young John Goodman in it, who's doing awesome things. You got Pacino. It's his first. Like I said, it's his first movie back from he had a disaster. I forgot what it was, and then he just took 4 years off and did nothing but stage acting, and then he came back for Sea of Love. But the best part is, you get to see Pacino in a love making scene. And
Hey, was it the song movie Revolution, the box office disaster? $28 million to make, and it didn't gross $346,000.
Oh, I don't know if it was that. It could have been that.
I think that's it. He takes off 4 years because it's 89 when he comes back.
Okay,
it's a historical drama where he's a American Revolutionary War, joins the Continental Army.
We gotta find this thing.
We really do. Look, man, it's got General Washington.
Oh,
in it.
My dear.
Sergeant Jones.
This sounds wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Sergeant Major Peasy. Is Donald Sutherland. Oh,
you
yeah.
You gotta get them boys that. Over the hill, or we're gonna die in here.
The British are coming.
I swear I cannot tell a lie. I chopped down that cherry tree.
Give me lemony. Oh, give me death. Martha Washington has a huge ass.
Who? Thomas? Sorry. What are you, a blanket owl? And Lincoln's got his head all the way up it.
No, seriously, it was a $28 million budget, and it made $358,000.
Dude, I bet we can't find it, but man, I want to. I had no idea. Revolution, indeed.
Listen to this. Here's just the quick. Revolution is a 1985 British historical drama, so Shark will love it. Directed by Hugh Hudson, written by Robert Dillon, and starring Pacino,
Bob
Sutherland,
Dillon?
Natasha
Bob,
Kaczynski.
Wait a minute.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah,
we
you
skipped
glossed
over something. Bob Dillon wrote this movie.
Robert Dillon. The film stars Pacino as a fur trapper in the province of New York
who
involuntarily gets rolled in the Revolutionary War forces during the Revolutionary War.
I don't want to fight. I just want to sell my fur. God damn.
Who wrote Province of New York?
I'm not a warrior.
We never had provinces.
I'm over here trying to sell beaver.
I'm in the dark here. Seriously, it's dark. Flashlights haven't been invented. Where's my beaver pelt?
Everybody knows that I'm a huge pelt man.
I belong on the hunting trail, trapping beavers. Speaking of...
It's cold out here on the Delaware.
George Washington called me up on a Thursday afternoon. Said I need you to row my boat. I said, no way. I'm doing a production of Hamilton. New York, the Providence of New York, New York.
I was going to throw out... Oh, my God. I was going to throw out a play from, like, the time. I'm doing the contrast by Royal Tyler. Oh, man. Sorry. That was an English joke.
Oh, man. That's great.
It's 2 hours and 4 minutes, boys. We can squeeze that in anytime.
Oh, man. I want to see
it. Hey, Shark, you'll like this. The film was the idea producer Irwin Winkler... who felt the American Revolution would make an ideal subject. He had just made The Right Stuff.
There we go.
And decided that he was going with this.
That's
seemed like the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Who calls New York a province? What Canadian copywriter put that stuff down?
Bob Dylan.
It was made in Britain.
Bob Dylan, that's him.
They don't have provinces either.
Oh, he's from Minnesota. Maybe he spent too much time up there with his Canuck friends.
I just went to the hyperlink, and the province of New York was from 1664 to 1783.
There's
no good theaters
though,
in the province.
It's called a colony.
What's that?
It's called a colony, not a province.
It was New Amsterdam and Dutch rule. Then it was a proprietary government. After that... it was a royal province.
I took my ass to Philadelphia, the birthplace of liberty.
I'm just reading it off Wikipedia.
Well, there you go.
It's not going to be what we want it to be. I've already blown it out in my mind to be Pacino chewing up scenery. With a horrible wig on. Please, if you can find a picture with him with a wig on. From the
cover of the movie is him staring at you, and he's got his like kind of like sort of longish hair, and he's got a bandana pulling it up.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Should have cast him as Ben Franklin in 1776.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
Oh my God! We should pitch him right now.
It was a musical, though.
He's He's the perfect age to play a Benford.
I'm writing Paul Richard's almanac.
There you go.
But
there
I'm go. Not Paul Richard.
Oh, man. I love it. Wow. Get some bald cap on him, some glasses.
Ben Franklin, the musical, starring the incomparable Al Pacino.
Everybody knows a turkey would be better. A turkey would be better than an eagle. Turkeys are cooler. Turkeys are lean and they're everywhere and you can eat them. That's his song about turkeys.
To fly my kite to the highest sky.
Nobody can tell me I can't fly my kite.
Lightning flashes, lightning flashes, lightning flashes.
There's a key in the sky, and the key is the clue to the night and the wind, and the wings, and they fly.
I'm going to go to France and hook up with the hookers.
They don't frown on bisexual prostitution there. Oh, wait, no, he wasn't bi. They don't frown on prostitutes there. I can do my experiments, if you know what I mean. I think HBO should do this with Pacino and get David Simon and a guy from Deadwood to write it together. And get Pizzolatto involved.
I want the dude who directed the first season of
True Detective. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fujiyama. What is his name? It's Fukuyama, I think.
Fukuyama. Oh, Vince. No. He only makes one Vince shoes every 4 months.
Oh, man, that's great.
I was going to play the star card, Vince. Wow, we have jumped the shark. We're only about 10 minutes in.
We really.
Yeah, watch out. You almost kicked me in the head last time.
We really have.
Sorry, anytime I can talk about Pacino, I have to.
Of course. I want to give a shout out to Simply Herb. I never tried Simply Herb. I thought Simply Herb looked too good to be true. Tried out Simply Herb. Find it at dispensaries near you in Illinois. It's not too good to be true. It's great. It's highly manicured, beautiful, high potency, beautiful buds. Check them out. Simply Herb. You're talking with discount, $25 for 3.5s. All right. That's all I'm going to say. Use offer code 20 and 20.
I have to add this. Mm-hmm. Revolution was rush released in December 85 for the Christmas market and Academy Awards consideration.
Oh, boy.
Dissatisfied with the version of the film released in theaters, Hugh Hudson re-released Revolution: Revisited to DVD in 2009.
Oh, that's how we have
new
to fight
cut,
it.
No, just listen. The new cut added narration by Pacino,
yes,
recorded for this release, and numerous scenes were trimmed or deleted outright, cutting it 10 minutes shorter. Included with it is a conversation with Pacino and Hudson discussing why the film was rushed out, why it was trashed by critics, and other problems it has. Reviewing the new version for the film Variety, Jay Weisenberg wrote, "The results generally improve the money, now titled Revolution Revisited, but numerous problems are insurmountable."
Oh, God.
Sorry, when you were doing that thing, I was reading that, I couldn't stop laughing. I'm narrating my life now.
See, it's going to be him the way he used to act. Now it's going to be, in 2009, he was already become the Al we know. So, yeah, it's going to be him. Like,
I was a young man in revolutionary times. Look at my hair. I'd kill for that hair now. I was banging Beverly D'Angelo about right this time.
They gave me a musket, and I said, I want an M16.
History be damned. This is going to be exciting. I just watched a movie called Rambo. I said, give me a bow and arrow. Let me go crazy.
It's a good thing that British sniper from Napoleon wasn't on the job yet.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm.
Oh my God, sorry.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
I'm like, I think I've got work to do when we get over the show today, and I think I'm gonna try to find a copy of this and watch.
Oh, dude, if you can, please let me know because I want to see it as well.
I swear to God, I think I'm gonna try to watch it.
I fear I'm gonna get on. You know, I'm a media man. Hard media. I'm gonna get on eBay and it's gonna be out of this world high. It's gonna be a collector's edition or some crap. Boy, I don't. I'm feeling awful tired. Awful tired.
Okay, so we can rent it on Amazon Prime for $3.
That might be worth it. Maybe for now.
It might be worth it. But then I feel like I need to see the updated because I want to hear him narrate.
That's true. I think
it was the revolution.
But if you watch it, I really want us to record.
Down with King George.
I want us to record ourselves watching it as an extra to put on.
Where Shark has a seizure in the middle of it because it's so historically inaccurate.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I want to have a watch along here at the house so we can record everybody watching it.
They weren't rowing across the Delaware. They were pushing ice away.
Oh, it's not going to live up to our thing.
No, it can't. Oh. No, I can't stop thinking about Ben Franklin the musical.
It's pretty good.
I can't stop thinking about it.
It's pretty good.
Well, I mean, hell, it exists. It exists. What's the guy? I can't think of the guy's
name. There is one already?
Yeah, have you never seen 1776? The reference joke I keep making?
I don't think,
I've seen little bits of it, but I've never watched the whole thing.
Oh. No, it's a musical. I mean, if you'd seen little bits of it, you'd be like, oh, God, yeah, it's...
Wait,
oh, hell, I can't think of the guy, the main character who plays, I think he plays John Adams.
Okay, so it came out Paul in 1972.
Yeah, no. That was the Dave McCullough adaptation.
Wait, let me look at who all's in this. So we've got William Daniels plays John Adams. I think that's Mr. Feeney.
It is.
Ken Howard from The White Shadow plays Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, right? White Shadow.
Blythe Danner plays Martha Jefferson. who else is in this? Oh my God, this is just gold.
Yeah, you've never seen this movie?
I don't think I've seen this.
It's bad. It is literally
the first
a musical.
Song of the movie is called "Sit Down, John."
Yeah. It's atrociously bad.
Where the hell's the microphone?
Oh my God.
Here it is. Hello, Mios.
Oh no, is it Sam Elliott?
That's right, boys. Sam's back. What's going on, Mijo? Remember that?
Sam's back.
That's right. You brought it up already.
Glad to know you're alpha on Bond after the January 6th hearings.
Hey now. I was a patriot and you know it. I wasn't tied up in all that.
Traitor. Hey, Sam, I got a question.
Yeah,
for you.
Shoot. I come in here to talk about even, something real specific.
And I'm not even going
to
bring up like your 70s
Hey, I got one too, real
movies.
Quick. What's Putin's taint taste like?
Putin? Oh, the hell are you talking about? I'd never go over there, that rusky son of a gun. I'm here to talk about
you
one thing.
Come to you, huh?
One thing only.
Meet me in Finland.
USA is the only place I step my boots on, sir. Thank you very much.
That's true. You have done a great job of stomping all over the USA the last few years. You are absolutely correct.
That's hell yeah. I put my boot prints everywhere I go. Courtesy.
Right up its
Sam
butt.
Sam Elliott. That's right. I say mucho guapo, mio. Now, I'm here to talk about one thing. There's a gosh darn new Roadhouse movie coming out, and I ain't in it.
Hey, I think it's out on, can't you watch it right now on Amazon Prime?
As far as I know, it's not out yet, but it will be real soon. And I'm here to hope you guys will protest it with me, because they should have asked me to be in it, by God, and they didn't.
You got killed in the first one. How could you be in it?
I could have been in a flashback. I was hoping maybe they would transpose Swayze's CGI face on my body.
No, it came out kinda, March 8th. Kinda, it's out.
He kind of made him a force ghost.
I mean, think of how glorious that would look if you took my body right now and then put Swayze's AI-generated head on me. Because that's what he would look like by now. He'd look like me because I would be the, I don't know. It works somehow. El Guapo. Sam Elliott, macho.
Gyllenhaal is doing karate by the lake, and all of a sudden, Swayze and Elliott Force Ghost pop up to guide him in his
play. That's right. I mean, it'd be...
Gyllenhaal looks at him and is like, how do I know when to fight? You won't.
You
I'll won't. Let you know.
First thing in Elliot's mouth, like, I thought you'd be bigger.
I'll tell him, I'll say, yeah, that's right. El Polo, El Stupido. El Normo, Chapito, Chel Polo, Tiamamo, Gringo, Sam Elliott. Hey, Mio. Remember I was...
Really concarne to you, too.
That's right. No divertito, Mio. No divertito. I'm here.
None?
They didn't ask me back. You got Donnie Darko, your himself, prancing around, acting like he's some kind of dancer. He's no fighter. He's a dancer if I ever saw one. Not like Swayze, a real fighting man. By the way, trivia. Swayze smoked 3 packs a day at the time of filming Roadhouse. That's a man right there. Man after my own heart.
Yeah, how'd that work out for him?
No flacido, hombre, no flacido.
Do they have a guy in the reboot playing your character?
No hodos, like, con Sam Elliott.
I mean, like, do they have a... What was your name in the movie? Wade?
Wade. That's right.
Wade Garrett.
Wade Garrett.
Wade Garrett. Is there a Wade Garrett in this one? Or
I don't know. They wouldn't let me near the script. I got banned from the set. I had to sneak in as an extra. Could you imagine it? Sam Elliott snuck in.
Well, I can tell you. His name is Elwood Dalton in the movie. Elwood Dalton. So
they made
Jake
it.
Gyllenhaal.
They made it his last name. Son of a gun! If I could get a hold of that Irish son of a gun in that movie, I'd really give him what for. He wouldn't stand a chance. You remember how good a fight to see the fight scenes looked in the original Roadhouse, particularly when I was fighting.
Oh yeah.
If you think they're real good, maybe you should watch it again. Because I look like maybe I'm a 1930s boxer at best. I don't have one ounce of muscle on me. I can barely hold up my 110 frame.
Well, I was going to say, it seemed like you spent more time putting your hair in a ponytail and limping around than you did.
My
actually
God, I had a gorgeous head of hair for that movie. I just kept...
In that film, you did.
I kept putting
did.
It back in a ponytail. I played with that hair more than I did
You're
anything.
You're a Jesus bastard, but you did.
That's true. My mustache and my hair, that's all I ever... The only exercise I ever put in. Hair and mustache exercises. Served me well. Kept me macho, hombre.
I understand. I do 150 mustache ups a day myself.
Got to. Hey, East, I just woke up. That's why I shaved mine. No more exercise. I'm going back. What's going on with your little fella here? He's sleeping on the job like every other American these days. Making gay Westerns, sleeping on the job.
Hey,
wearing chaps, playing banjo.
But Shark had the Putin question.
I don't even know what that is.
Up like your 70s
Cowboys.
Or 80s movies.
Sure.
So you know how you had that show on Netflix, The Ranch?
I would like to disavow myself from The Ranch.
Well, Danny Masterson was in that with you.
Yes.
What do you think about Danny Masterson going to prison?
I'm pretty glad he went to prison. I knew something was up with him. I'll tell you why. He kept feeding my horse suspicious oats. He was giving my horse bags of oats that just looked wrong. You know how you can just tell when something's not right? You've been around it your whole life. Somebody pours you a whiskey. You know what color that whiskey should be from whatever brand. You're like James Bond. But with everything, where I could tell my oats had been tainted. He was trying to take advantage of my horse. Add that to the list of complaints. By the way, I hear he has been transferred from one prison to another because of troubles that he was having.
Yeah, he keeps getting beat up, I think.
That's right. That's right. He keeps getting beat up, which sounds like what prison maybe should do there. All right, that's what I do, mijo. No hodos, con Sam Elliott. If you guys haven't figured it out, I'm trying to get a diversity hire. It's the only way.
I was wondering what's with all this.
Well, I was Spanish in the original Roadhouse. I called the Patrick Swayze mijo, so I'm hoping I could get a diversity hire. It's the only way a white man can get a job these days.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Hey, I'm a vaquero, if you've ever seen one. Not like Donnie Darko, Jake Gyllenhaal. I like his sister, all right, particularly in that movie Secretary, where she was tied up in bondage gear for most of it, and gagged so she could not speak.
Oh, boy.
Sounded a little bit like Fritzman now, but that is what Sam Elliott prefers.
But you were a producer on the ranch, so I was just curious about that.
No divertido, hombre.
Man, he speaks Spanish worse than I understand it.
Hey, I'm a
Spanish is worse than your English.
El guapo vaquero. El guapo.
English, Morty, it's a language that you speak.
Vaquero, macho, gupo. No puto, puta.
Hey, you're going to beep that.
Air Guido, no flacido, hombre. Coño.
I gave a toast that was almost exactly like that one time.
Coño pola, estupido, enorme.
Hey,
come
sir,
on. Can I get a job?
Did you throw a party yesterday for Johnny Knoxville's birthday?
We were talking about that earlier. I tell you, the funniest thing I saw was like somebody had a post. It was like, you know, they had all the normal stuff about, you know, Johnny Knoxville and like, you know, his accomplishments and his what he's been in and so on and so forth. But the picture was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, wow.
That's a funny one right there. She looks like a man. You think she's got a beep? Hell now, come on. I'm just teasing y'all. Is that too far? I hear silence. Sure. Oh boy. I've done it again, hey. Hombres.
Uh-oh, we got a new Al Pacino movie coming out.
Is it the remake of Revolution?
No, it's called Knox Goes Away, starring Michael Keaton, James Marsden, Al Pacino, Marcia Gay Harden, and Ray McKinnon. And it's directed by Michael Keaton, and it comes out March 15th in theaters.
Hell, these directors thinking they can, these actors thinking they can direct. Who the hell are they being in movies all their life to think that they can direct one? Just stupid. You know what the biggest mistake of this Roadhouse movie was? Sorry, I keep dragging it back to my problem.
Making it?
Yeah,
making
so, it. Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
They didn't call Jeff Healey back. How come nobody talks about Jeff Healey? One of the most, he's already blind.
Do you want to tell him?
He's already blind, he chose to play the guitar on his lap. He's already got one thing going against him, and he was like, hey, you know what else I'm going to do? Play it like nobody else has ever played it. I mean, nobody talks about the talent of that man. They didn't ask Healy. They didn't ask me. I think me and Healy should make our own movie. Say the Wade and Healy movie. He's just playing blues movie.
Well, and they didn't ask Patrick Swayze either.
Well, now, don't be ridiculous. Jesus Christ, how bad a taste. What's wrong with you? That's bad taste, that's what. Man.
I thought we were gonna use AI and create Patrick Swayze and put him back in the movie.
No, hell no.
I'm all of a sudden in favor of a Jeff Healey Force Ghost now.
I tell you what, you was gonna be my regular Saturday night thing until you said that. Remember when that guy tells that girl you're gonna be my regular Saturday night thing? He's going at it in the back room. That's back when movies were movies.
I'm on my break. Stay on it.
Interesting fact, you know, that young lady who, by the way,
Within the movie is underage. He snuck her in the bar. If you noticed that part or not. That young lady, the actress, her IMDb, that was the first movie she was ever in and the last movie she was ever in.
Yeah, right.
So I hope she did not have a bad experience with her Mrs. Saturday Night role in Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse must There's be off the road. Kicking. You know, that's got to be away from the city rule and or by road in order to be a roadhouse. This is how unoriginal this new movie is. You know what the name of the Roadhouse bar is in this new movie?
Roadhouse.
That's goddamn right. It's just called Roadhouse. The guy was like, hey, it's called Roadhouse. What do you think about that? Roadhouse. No longer the double deuce. Kids think of the deuce and they think of taking a crap, I guess. Gets them all turned on thinking about pooping. They didn't want people getting turned on thinking about pooping, double deuce. Because kids, that's what they talk about, right?
When you looked at the bar in the movie and you said the double douche, was that ad-libbed or was that written?
You know, I should try to stick to the script, but Rowdy Featherston... Rowdy, whatever the hell his last name was, the director's name was Rowdy something. Rowdy Harrington, that's it. Rowdy Harrington, I don't ever improvise, but he encouraged it. So, that was improvised.
That was you?
That was all me. You know, I did do Strasburg. I did all the different methods there, and I can recall them at any given time. Because that's what it's like to be Sam Elliott, mijo. No hollows con, Sam Elliott.
Excuse me.
Me guapo vaquero, super macho. Me el guado el grillo, no flacido, hombre.
Shark, what is he saying?
My señores y señoras, nosotros tenemos posibilidades de conseguir que tú tienes.
Estúpido.
Creado y reado de Los Angeles.
Estúpido.
Buenas adicción.
Hey, Sam Elliott, enorme. Pola, enorme.
No, probably not. It's probably not.
Hey, Tiamano, gringo, Tiamano. All right. I got to get that diversity hire, or I'm done for. The ranch has been canceled because of Danny Masterson. And then Ashton Kutcher and his cult wife decided to take up his side, which now they're unhireable. And they think I'm a part of it. Just because I made fun of a gay Western a couple years ago. I took it back. I said Jane Campion is one of the greatest Western directors of all time. Just not my cup of tea. That's all.
I thought what really hurt you was none of those things. It was you starring in the movie The Man Who Killed Hitler and then Bigfoot. That kind of hurts you a bit.
That, you know, you make a good point. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was hard up. I thought, well, hellfire. It was a good script. It was called Setting Sun. I was like, well, hell, this thing called Setting Sun is great. They changed it all on me. Fixed it all in post, I assume. Changed the name. Next thing I know, I'm grappling Bigfoot, killing Hitler. Have you guys seen Sisu? I'd like to remake Sisu, but with me and in America instead of Finland or Poland, wherever the hell it is. You guys seen...
So who would you be fighting?
Well, I guess the Indians. I mean, if we're remaking it, in the time period Sisu takes place, he's fighting Nazis. Who else would I be fighting here? Immigration?
Oh, boy.
Because that's getting too close to El Paso, Jeffrey's Town, or wherever the hell that place is. Now, we won't get into that, though. Thank God. Me, El Normo, El Stupido.
What about this? Now, I'm sorry, but Shark and I have been behind the scenes trying to get a movie together to pitch for you, Sam. And what we're thinking is, since Hollywood loves remakes, what if we did a remake with you starring in The Power of the Dog? Where you play...
Shirtless Banjo?
You play Shirtless Banjo.
If it'll win back my Western career, I guess I'd do it. It worked for Heath Ledger. Look where he's at now.
Wait a minute.
And, oh, I just realized the other guy from that movie, he's in the new Roadhouse, so it turned out pretty good for him to go ahead. Let's get, like, I don't know who we get there, somebody hot. Timothy Chalamet to spit in his hand and get it ready. Sam Elliott's.
Oh, boy.
Sam Elliott's ready to take it. I'm going to change in a real big way. Brokeback Mountain 2. Bring it on, Chalamet.
Good God.
Can you see it now? The headline, Chalamet, Elliott, Brokeback 2, even broker.
Twice as broke, twice as bad.
Twice as broke. Three times back. One mountain.
Sammy's got back.
One mountain. Two backs. One break. Broke back mountain.
I like this angle where we not only we explore the homosexuality, we also explore generational relationships.
No.
That's right. I'm going to play myself. I'm going to be a red-blooded American man.
Dude, I'm reading all Sam Elliott's quotes from this thing, and I just forgot how great they were.
I was pretty upset about the Western, how they called that piece of crap a Western. Goddamn, Kim Cumberbatch is walking around shirtless, playing the banjo, and he's chaps.
They're all running around in chaps and no shirts. There's all these allusions to homosexuality throughout the effing movie.
That's right. I mean,
I also love this one. But what the F does this woman from New Zealand know about the American West? And why in the F did she shoot this movie in New Zealand and call it Montana? And I say, this is the way it was. That effing rubbed me the wrong way.
Later, though, I would say that she's a great director and they took that out of context. So none of that matters anymore. I would like to say all have been forgiven, but that was pre-Hitler Bigfoot movie.
Yeah, that's your 2019, man. I can't believe you got the role in 1883 after doing Hitler and Bigfoot. I mean, doesn't that just sound like it should have been made in the late 70s, Burt Reynolds?
Absolutely.
Like caper across the globe.
I would be a great the name just escaped me, but the guy that ran around with him,
Dom DeLuise.
That would be a great Dom DeLuise, Sam Elliott.
You mean him.
In a place of
him time. Will appear.
Could you imagine all the bloopers? Me at the end getting slapped around by Burt Reynolds. He's just smacking the hell out of that guy.
I don't know, JJ.
He's smacking the fat guy. He's smacking Sammy Davis. Like, he's just, Reynolds is just running terror all over that set, and people are just laughing
over
at
everybody.
Like, it's totally normal.
Oh, man.
He did slap an inordinate amount of people on that film, didn't he?
He did. He just slapped. That was his thing. He'd go on a movie, be like, I'm going to slap you, get a real reaction. Well, look where it got you. You never made a goddamn Western worth a damn. And now you're in the grave, Reynolds.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, oh, Bruce Springsteen. I hope you come back as a ghost. This is how much I dislike him. I hope he comes back as a ghost and Bruce Springsteen finds him and kills
ghost.
Him again.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Were you talking Googled about Jeff upcoming... Healey, Force Ghost? Why would he come back as a ghost?
Well, you got to have Burt really. Just listen to Snowman, son. He's always with you. Don't worry about it.
But no, Jeff Healey.
Just keep that hammer down and you'll be fine.
You said something about Jeff Healey being a ghost. Why would he be a ghost? He's playing music out there and have roadhouses all across America.
Yeah, but he's not. He's not, though. Yeah.
How do you know if she's an angel? Is that his song? He knows now. Wait. What was his song?
Angel Eyes.
Angel Eyes.
She's got angel eyes. Is that right? I bet he's seen a few of them. Am I right, boys? Traveling across America, playing in roadhouses, doing what he loves, playing guitar real difficult, like on his lap, and being blind. Here's a salute to my good friend, Jeff Healey. I've been talking to him at least once a week for the last 30 years.
Oh, send him a lot of money probably, right?
That's the thing. I'm like, Healey, you're a national treasure. I can't believe nobody pays attention to you. He said, don't even look it up that if I'm playing somewhere. He said they just wash it clean from the internet like I don't even exist. He'll say, I'm playing tonight in Mississippi. I said, oh, let me look it up. I'll advertise it. He says, don't even bother. It'll just get erased. It'll be like it never happened. Good friend. He's just as upset as I am that he wasn't invited to this movie. I asked him to do a video call. He told me his iPhone was broken. That happened 5 years ago. He's still not got a new one. Not fishy at all. Seems totally normal.
Well, hopefully you'll get to join him soon.
Hell yeah. Get up on stage behind that chicken wire. Me and the Healey, we're going to do our own movie. Wade and Healey. Healey and Wade. Here we go. Now, I am excited about that musical.
That is the spinoff that we definitely need.
Rotor Houses.
Rotor Houses. Back on the Roadhouse again. We get permission from Willie Nelson or something like that.
I've been sitting
road hard and new, put away wet. Roadhouse 3.
New westerns coming out this harder. Year, boys. It's not a good year for westerns. Uh-oh.
What do we got?
Holy cow! Here's my personal favorite. This one is called "The Night They Came Home." It's negative on Tomatoes.
Negative.
It's got 15% on audience score, and it stars Brian Austin Green. That's right, David from 90210 is the lead character.
I gotta see this thing.
Robert Carradine from Revenge of the Nerds fame, right? Lewis, Danny Trejo,
yes,
and there's a couple others that I don't know who they are. And the premise of the movie is inspired by true events. The Night They Come Home chronicles the ruthless exploits of the Rufus Buck Gang,
whoa,
a group of outlaws who clashed with the Indian territory of Middle America at the tail end of the 19th century. The combined force of local lawmen and Indian police aim to take down a cold-hearted band of fugitives with a vengeance on their minds.
Son of a bitch, vengeance. They needed a lawman and they didn't call me.
They didn't call you.
I back the blue. I still never get the call.
Back the blue. Oh, boy.
That means
there's
vote
a guy
blue.
In it named.
Right.
I think, wow, it's Nick Cage's son is in it. He plays Barkeep Bob.
Holy hell. I hear he's a real Puda. I heard he Flacido Hombre.
Hey, that reminds me, Nick Cage showed up and gave an Oscar out.
Really?
Well, he got to introduce one of them, and when he did Giamatti's little introduction, and during the leftovers, Giamatti wore a contact the whole time to make it look like he had a lazy eye. Mm. And Nick Cage is like, and Paul Giamatti wore a contact the whole time to make him look like he had a lazy eye. Who does that? I would! And it cuts to Giamatti, and Giamatti's like, you would!
Oh,
Nick Cage, you crazy bastard.
I'm trying to think.
He never comes on the show.
If I never worked with Nick Cage, I don't think I ever have. I think it's because Nick Cage is, I mean, even though it would be Nick Cage, it's an audio format, and his voice is really hard to maintain.
You guys did Ghost Rider together.
That's right.
Slade's Last Ride.
That's right. I was the old Ghost Rider, the original. Of course I was. Riding around on my Harley Hog. El Macho is what they called me.
El Macho, the Macho?
The Macho.
Randy Macho Man
That's
Savage.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I would say no hodos con, whatever my character's name was. That's no for titty toe, baby. Hey, me host. Now, really, though, you think there's going to be anything about me in that new Roadhouse movie? We got to watch that thing. I mean,
not.
You guys need to watch that thing.
You hope not. Well, hell, Sam Elliott's a national treasure, and I should be treated like one. Next thing they know,
well, don't sell yourself short. Jesus.
They're going to be tearing down.
I'm a national treasure. I should be treated like
Next thing I know, they're going to be tearing down statues of me. If there ever was any put up. Who knows? There should have been. Well, guys, I hope you boycott Roadhouse. And if you don't, at least invite me back when you do a review of it or something.
Okay.
And if you need a Spanish fella in a movie, I think I can fit right in. Just watch the original Roadhouse. I say mijo a lot for no reason whatsoever. I just like appropriating that word. I tell you what, you guys remember there's a scene where I just show my pubes straight up. You guys remember that? And how goddamn aggressive do I get with Dalton's girlfriend? He's like, hey, there's a lady I just met. I'm like, let's grind together on the dance floor.
And let me show you my pubes.
Let me show you my... I got a scar. Happens to be right next to my dippy. Look down here. Let me pull my pants down, darling. I mean...
In a restaurant.
Oh, don't mind all that down there. It's 1987.
Or
2024, all the same for me.
Fun fact. That wasn't in the script.
Hell no. I told you, Rowdy liked, he encouraged improvising. I said, this is going to blow this lady's mind. She's never seen a man as manly as I am show her mane that I got in this underneath my pants. I don't have pubes. I got a mane down there. She knows there's a lion underneath that mane of my cowboy. I'm a vaquero, macho vaquero, mijo. Spanish hire if you need me. I'm looking for work. I'll show my pubes. My old gray pubes, guess what? They've just gotten longer and thicker in the last 30 years. Vaqueros don't shave down there, and that's that. And Sam Elliott, I'm starting to sound like Stone Cold. I realize the Stone Cold's got a real close sound in my voice.
Yeah, I can't see you. Oh, wait, that's the other guy.
That's somebody else completely. Now, I wish I could give somebody a Stone Cold Stunner to end this segment. And the music would kick on. Throw me a couple tasty Natty Lights. And let this vaquero macho son of a gun get out of here. All right. Sam Elliott, see you in the movies. Or in the headlines.
I don't know about you, Rob,
first.
But I can definitely smell what he was cooking.
I can smell what he was cooking, too. And it was frightening.
Oh, you guys cooking something? What's going on? Ah, I just woke up.
His medicines.
We just had to fend off Sam Elliott again.
Yeah. No, I thought that's what was happening. I was drifting in and out, and I thought, man, these drugs they gave me for this surgery are really, I'm having some wild dreams like Sam Elliott's here. Doing the show, I really shouldn't have taken all this medicine before we did the show.
Well, I'm really bad not sure if Sam Elliott was here or not, because we actually got into your medicine too before the show, so you know.
Oh man!
I mean, after the old nip tuck, you had to do what you had to do to get through this.
That's
right. Doctor orders.
That's right.
He didn't. Who would have ever thought we would have done a dream episode on this podcast?
That's pretty good. The whole thing turned out to be a dream. He didn't say anything inappropriate or offensive or somebody could take
that. Usually, pretty much. He was talking, so.
Well, and I think the thing that really you missed is he's really going for diversity roles now, and he wants to be cast as a Mexican.
Oh.
And so he tried to speak Spanish through a lot of the show. Shark couldn't stop laughing.
That's not good.
So I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he was just reading his grocery list in
that's
Spanish.
Not good. I woke up a couple times, and I know minimal Spanish, but the couple times I kind of drifted awake, I'm pretty sure he was just saying bad words and or just calling himself a handsome cowboy.
That yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I know a couple of things there. It's like, hey, future Eastwood, you're going to have to beat this.
Well, I was thinking, I didn't think it would really matter. I think he said something about being flaccid a couple times. He was erect a couple times. I'm not sure. But like I said, barely know it. And I'm under, I can't edit this show. We were supposed to record two of them last week, but somebody had technical problems.
That's right, you can't. Yeah, you can't do anything with that. Well, I guess you can do a few things with that one hand.
Not
but you
much.
You just got to look at one picture to get your shit.
No, I can't do anything. I'm all left hand now, and it's tough. Whew, it's
that's
tough.
Good.
Man, Walter is not liking what I'm paying him to do right now.
Turn the page, buddy. Walter. Turn the page, Walter.
Yeah, I said, Walter, I'm going to need a little assistance if you need a job. I knew he would need a job. He's always hard up for a job. For those that don't know, Walter, long time, I mean years ago, he was a frequent guest on our show. He was a friend slash, I don't know, he kind of was the engineer for a while. We let him run the recordings. It never worked out well. But yeah, oh, poor Walter, poor IIS. I said, well, you need a job. Of course, he took me up on the job. When he found out that it was, he had to help me with like bathroom duties and stuff like that. Not working out the best, but he's keeping it up because he needed the money. Much like Chico Marx, he needed the money. Oh, you have to be like 80 years old to get that joke, or me. Does anybody know the Marx Brothers? Does anybody under 40 know? Well, I don't know why I know the Marx Brothers, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you think it's too late to ask for a jury?
It's such a... it had to be that mask, right? That's what kept the Marx Brothers alive for so long? Was that mask that people you could buy with the mustache and the nose and the glasses?
Oh, that's right. You could buy the Groucho. I don't, you know, Groucho was just like a part of the popular lexicon for a very long time. Of course, hell, he didn't die, what, till the 80s?
Yeah, he was alive for a long time. By the end, he was just getting milked by that that lady that was staying with him, became his caretaker,
yeah.
And he would show up on
Carson. Well, and I mean,
Carson.
Don't forget that Bugs Bunny brought a lot of this stuff to us.
That's true, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Where we got to learn.
Bugs, get ready to cancel him.
You know, we still
I'm sure
had a lot
he did
of vaudeville
something wrong.
Humor that in our comedy when we were kids.
Yeah,
you know? I mean the cartoons we watched and stuff. I mean,
Three
they were
Stooges
still,
were still
you know,
popular.
Yeah,
it's true. I did revisit the Marx Brothers. Like, I actually watched their movies. I think when I was in college, and I was like, oh, I get it. I get why people think they're, you know, why they were revolutionary movies. I haven't watched them in a long time though. I'm curious if like what is it? Animal Crackers? Animal Crackers was the like fall down funny one that I remember back in the day.
Yeah, I always like, you know, people who came around, you know, suggesting Marx Brothers movies usually were also suggesting Woody Allen movies. And it's like, you know, you're actually a funny person and you don't actually like to laugh. You just like to be, you know, pretend. You know what I mean? It's like the refined. It's like there's nothing refined about comedy. Get that out of here. It's either funny or it ain't. And that shit ain't funny.
There's nothing. To me, there's nothing refined about the Marx Brothers. They're just as absurd as all get out. Like, they're the original.
No, I'm talking about their taste. Like, you know, how they're trying to act like they know. You know what I mean? Like, they're using it for a cork sniffing thing. Yeah, not that the comedy is. You know, it's like they were like they were the early hipsters of comedy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
these people
about
who were
hipsters
into that
the other
stuff.
Day and about millennials and. I was talking about, I had a theory that millennials grew up in such a disposable culture that they have no identity anymore, and their culture became disposable. Like, when's the last time you've heard somebody say, hey, I'm going out and getting crunk tonight?
You don't.
I said it last night. That's
well, of course, they didn't hold on like Xers and Boomers. They held on to their lingo. Like, they're still saying,
yeah,
things
that's true.
You know, they're still using the same language. They still like the same music. A lot of them, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I still call it pot.
But but millennials are like, whatever. I don't see that many hipsters anymore like I used to. Hipsters have turned into something completely
different.
That's true,
different. Yeah, and I'm, the hipster trend, yeah. Well, of course, everybody grew a beard, and so it was like, well, that's, you know.
Hey, now, there's nothing wrong with having a beard. I've been having a beard since 18.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying, though, that, you know, that was like a hipster thing, and then, everybody, so it was like everybody kind of turned, like, assumed that look, you know what I mean? And
yeah, not far off.
So I think they got pushed out of the market.
I think they did, but I'm telling you, I think they grew up on YouTube and the first real wave of
Vines,
real life internet. Yeah, like
stuff. Yeah, everything's quick and gone.
Everything's quick and gone, and I think they just are like, oh, whatever, we'll be whatever we need now. I don't know. It's just an observation. Who knows? Are we out of time? No, we have a couple minutes.
Well, I
mean,
yeah, things are definitely.
What's that? Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I mean, you know, overall, we do live in a much more fast-paced, throwaway type society. You know, I mean, you don't go buy things anymore and like, well, I'm gonna pay a little bit more money for this one because it's gonna last me a long time. You know.
Yeah. The only thing that really stuck around from the hipsters are people wearing big dumb glasses that they think look cool. Seems to be, which I shouldn't say because I wear the biggest glasses of all sometimes. Like you see that guy over there, he's got some real big glasses over there.
Got glasses on, look like Fran Drescher in The Nanny.
You should have seen the glasses.
Like Mr. Magoo.
You should have seen the glasses he had on T. These things were crazy.
They're called big glasses, Tom.
What the hell are you doing? Who are you talking about wearing these things?
Hey, on the good news front, I got tickets to go see Robbie, or not Robbie, folks, Jesus.
Hey-o.
Jason Isbell at the State Fair.
Oh, nice. Going for it. Nice.
Yeah, I got tickets to go see him up in Springfield.
You seen him before?
Never seen him before, cool. So I'm excited.
Nice.
You'll like him, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he puts on a good show.
Will you see Motley Crue the night before?
No. Nah. I'm staying up there, and when I called my sister to ask if I could stay there to go to the show, mm-hmm. she's like, oh my God, I thought you were saying you were going to go see Motley Crue. And I was like, no. And I said, no. But maybe we should.
I think you totally should.
Hey, I'd go see John 5. For sure.
Oh, that's true. He's playing with them now, so yeah, that would be something.
Yeah.
But then you could just hear Vince making a, you know, butchering the songs. Don't laugh too much, though. There might be some diehard Crew fans there. What are you laughing about, man?
Come on, let's be honest. How much do you think now, so what percentage of their ticket sales now are just to watch the train wreck? I'm going to say 20%.
What I was going to say, about 20% probably. I bet 30%. Or 10% more add to that, aren't even there to see that. They're just there to see the spectacle.
Right.
So, yeah, right. You're left
That's
with,
what I was going to say.
Yeah, you're about six.
I get high speed. Break out!
Yeah. So then you got, I would say another 20% of what you got left were drugged there by somebody else. So at the end of the day, you got about, what is that, 20 half of, you got about like 35, 40% of the crowd's actually there to hear Motley Crue songs.
See Crue.
Everything else is just a byproduct of Crue, the side effects of Crue. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks for listening. Send me them thoughts and prayers. Love you guys. And ladies, and Spanish folks. Hope Sam Elliott didn't offend any of you. Hope you thought it was funny that he was trying to say some bad words on the radio. All right, see you next time, everybody.
Adios.
Watermelon.